Hey, Jake.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Would you repeat that, please? I'm putting this down.
Yes, ma'am. In summary, I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Yeah, I'm watching TV right now.
Oh, but does anyone in your house works for any of those media? Like, let's say for TV, internet, print, or radio. Do you or anyone in the household work for that? Like, specifically work in the news media?
Yeah.
But you mean, like, an actual job? Or just, like, do you have these type of entertainment?
Beg your pardon?
Yes, we wonder if anyone in the house actually has a job in news media, like having a job in internet or on TV or any news media that I mentioned.
Yes, my grandson, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand, ma'am. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Excuse me?
Just making sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you, ma'am. As to continue, may I know what is your age?
What is my age?
Yes, ma'am.
73.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
yes.
Vote?
Yes.
You mean you will definitely vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah. To the 10th.
10th. Okay. Thinking about the discretion, I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Yes.
What would you say? That you are very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? Which one?
I'm satisfied.
Understood. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
What would you say? That you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve what he's doing?
I'm satisfied with him. He's a senior citizen, so it is what it is.
There are a couple of answers here where you can feel strongly approving or just somewhat approving. Which one do you consider that you feel?
Satisfied.
Like strongly or somewhat?
Repeat that again.
Like, did you feel strongly satisfied or just somewhat, meaning that just a little, you know?
I know that, but yes, I am satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of this organization or person, please say, you can tell me, you can say so. Let's start with Donald Trump. You can say 0 to 100.
Oh, no, never, never, ever.
In that case, on the number 0 to 100, what number would you say?
10.
10, okay. Then the Democratic Party.
Yes, it is.
You can say 0 to 100 also to how you feel. It's 0 meaning you don't feel good at all about the Democratic Party, and 100 that you feel very favorable to them.
I'm a Democrat.
So what would you say in this case in between 0 to 100? You can also say 10, 0, 5, 50. It's up to you.
10.
It's a 10 as well. Now, next is Timmy Baldwin, also 0 to 100.
Yes.
What would you say his number is, in your opinion, from 0 to 100? Tammy Baldwin.
Yes.
And what number would you say?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you say, like, 0 or 50 or 100 or any number you want to consider about Tammy Baldwin?
I don't know.
Understood.
I am a Democrat, though, so.
You can also say that. That's okay. And then we have the Republican Party. How you can, in between 0 to 100, what would you say?
For Republican or?
Republican, the Republican Party.
No. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
And what number would you give to the Republican Party? From 0 to 100.
From 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From 0 to 100, you said?
Correct. To the Republican Party.
I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Republican.
Oh, correct. You can just say the number 0 to 50 or to 100, depending on how good you feel about it. Meaning 0 is that you don't feel favorable, and 100 that you feel very warm and favorable. So what number would you give the Republican Party?
I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat.
And in that case, would you say 0, 10, 50? To the Republican Party, that those numbers are like negative, you know?
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Miami, ma'am. We're in Florida.
Oh.
Yes.
My daughter lives in Florida, so.
That's nice to hear, ma'am. As I mentioned, I'm just giving you names of what you can put from 0 to 100. And the Republican Party is something that you can give 0 or 100.
I've never been a Republican. I've always been a Democrat.
In that case, what number would you give them? It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. You can just say a number to say how good you feel about it or bad. 0 means not good, and 100 means really good. What number would you say for the Republican Party?
I'm not going to mess around with the Republican Party. I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And what about the Project 2025?
Have you heard of the project? Do you think 0 to 100? What number would you give it?
Well, I go back to school on the 25th.
It's called the Project 2025. Have you heard of this?
No.
Understood. And next, you can give your opinion from 0 to 100 of Joe Biden.
Yes.
What number do you give him?
He haven't even called me or sent me an email or anything just yet.
Oh, no. Like a number, like you mean 0 is a bad and like a bad qualification, and 100 is the best qualification. So what number would you give Joe Biden?
I haven't gotten anything through the mail or anything, so I don't know right now.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Just send it to my mail, okay? You want the address?
Oh, we don't do this by mail, ma'am. We're calling you as a survey over the phone, and you're moving forward right now by each answer you give us. Next person is Kamala Harris. What number do you give her between 0 to 100?
Oh, my goodness.
Just as an opinion.
Just an opinion?
Like, from 0 to 100.
My age, you want?
Oh, no. How do you feel about Kamala Harris?
I think she's a good worker.
And do you, in between a 0 to 100, like you're giving her a qualification, what number would you give her?
I'm not sure. But I am a Democrat, yeah.
Understood. And what about J.D. Vance? What number would you give him between 0 to 100?
Oh, my goodness. Would you repeat that again, please?
Yes. The name is J.D. Vance. What number would you give him between 0 to 100?
Wow.
It's just an opinion, ma'am. You can just say one number between those numbers.
What you looking for, my Social Security?
No, ma'am. Not at all. Just want to know, as an opinion, meaning 0 is unfavorable and cold for a qualification. 50 means that you don't feel warm nor cold about this person, and 100 means you feel favorable and very warm about this person. So you can just say one number between 0 to 100 to say how favorable you feel about this person, and that would be J.D. Vance.
Can you just mail that to me, please?
Understood, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. I'm satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.